Hi, everybody. It's me, Mr. P, the American Rebel. Yes, your favorite voice of America and voice of people, too. And you know what? It's been a while since I have done a Eagles call and a podcast. So I figure I'd get one in. And this one I would just like to call Political Identity and Identity Crisis. Now, ladies and gentlemen, let's put it this way. We as a country have an identity crisis from what the country was based on, from hard work, working to get what you want, do what it takes in order to succeed, make your way up in the world to being handed out, and all this identity politics out there. To me, there's only two types of identities that we should be concerned with that underline everything, and that's human. Because all of us are human, I assume we're human, unless you're an alien from another planet and you're making yourself look like us. Well, then it'd be a different story. And then also American. If you're American, American. All these other identities are separate and are separate things that we as humans try to do in this country and around the world. Try to make us special. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're all special in all different ways. We're all special in God. We're special in God's eyes. We're special in everyone else's ways. Well, there's some things that some people don't agree with. Some people that they don't agree with. Either they're prejudiced against race, or if they're or they can't accept gay or trans or that type of thing. There are people out there that are not going to accept them. And there's nothing in the world that you're going to do, even getting Joe Biden, the puppet, to do something about it, that you're going to get people to actually accept you if you're trans. I'm sorry, it's not going to happen. To me, when I was a kid, I grew up and there was, I was a skinny kid and I had, if you ever saw Star Trek, Spock, Leonard Nimoy, Spock, and Leonard Nimoy, Spock had pointed ears a little bit of a pointed ears. And I had something like that when I was a kid. I still have it now. But it's not out there like it, as exaggerated as it was before, that I think it was before. But the thing was, I thought that I identified, and people picked on me because I was skinny. People picked on me because I was tall and lanky, and the thing was I was basically very much insecure in my life. I was very much insecure in who I was and what I was, and therefore, ladies and gentlemen, that's where the problem lies in this. Is that especially is the reason why the trans and the gay activists are going after our children, which by means they're pedophiles and predators to do that. Because the children should be left alone. That's in my book and everyone else's eyes. Many people's eyes. But the fact is in regards to is whatever you choose, LGBTQ, LMNOP, QRST, whatever, all the little from gay, straight, to bi. Or if you have two sex organs, I think I forget the name of it on it, what it's called. But the thing is, it's a brain fart. I'll come up sometime. But the thing is, they have LGBTQ, LMNOP, all these little things of people how they identify themselves as, and the thing is, they get caught up in those identities. Again, they get caught up in those identities that they think it's important to them, but that they don't see the other things that identify them that make them who they are. And when I say that not one thing defines a person, not one identity defines a person, I mean it. Because what happens, take for instance a parent that has a gay son or a gay daughter. For years, the parent may not want to. The kid pushes the gay part out, and the parent does not want to see it, and it pushes the parent away from the child. The parent does not want to accept the person the kid's gay, or their child's gay, their daughter or their son. They don't want to accept that their child is gay. And in all fairness, that's their prerogative. They're the parents. They don't want to. They don't want to see them as gay, that's fine. But it hurts, and it hurts the child. But when the child then goes over and starts living his life, says, listen, I want to be gay, but, you know, I'm not going to push it on you. And they start living their life according to the other ways that their parents taught them that caused them to either to be good ahead in life, to be successful. The more that the parent sees the other things that the other things that they can identify that make up the person, or different identities that make up the person, the more they see that the child is doing their best in the world and succeeding, the more that the parents can look back and say, hey, you know what? You know, we raised a good kid. And even though we may disagree about them being gay, or they want to be a man, or they want to be a girl, you know what? You know, in time, even though they're stern on what and for starting off, then all of a sudden, as long as they don't let that one thing define the kid, define that one thing about them, and they concentrate on the rest of things that define them, okay? Well, then what will happen is that the parents will go, you know, we raised a good kid. And, you know, my son wants to be a woman. Okay, well, you know what? You know, I love my son. I love my son enough that I'm going to support him. I may not agree, and it's going to take me a while to get used to it. But you know what? I'm going to accept him. And then sooner or later, that son, the father then says, that eventually wins over that trans part that they want, that they said that they're so trying to push out. By not concentrating on that, the parent then learns to accept it more and accept the person, and then finally fully accepts the person. That'd be same thing with gay. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, it's just not gay with gay or trans, ladies and gentlemen. It's about anything else. If you're black, okay? Not everything. Yes, black is a very, very important thing. Yes, heritage-wise and everything. Black is very, very important. But it doesn't make you up completely. It doesn't make you up completely to the hardworking person that you are. You get what I'm saying? We have these political identities, race and sex and gender and gender identification. And the more we push it, and the more we push people to accept these identifications, the more we're dividing our country and dividing humanity up. There's always going to be people that are not going to accept you no matter what. Well, that's their loss. It's like there's a case in the Supreme Court where they defended a person didn't want to do a certain cake for a gay wedding. Okay, well, that's one baker out of how many bakers out there? And if those bakers, that particular baker does not want to make a cake for a gay wedding, well then, and they don't accept perfectly good greenbacks and perfectly good money in this economy, then so be it. It's on them. Go to somebody else. You shouldn't be forcing them and trying to put and cite them for what they don't want to serve. I mean, it's just that simple. It's you just don't want to serve them. They don't serve them. It's their loss. You know, when I was a kid and I was skinny and on my ears and people were kidding me about my ears, I said, finally, no, I'm just going to do things for myself. And if they don't like me for who I am, I'm going to work on my whole self, and if they don't like me for who I am, then so be it. It's their loss. But if they like me and they get to know me, then they'll respect me. Now, bear in mind that there's sometimes in your identity that you push identity out there that sometimes they may not fully accept you, but they'll respect you. Well, that's the ultimate form of acceptance right there, ladies and gentlemen. That's the ultimate form of acceptance, to be respected. But the only way to get that acceptance is to show respect. By not pushing it on children, by not making children, by not targeting our children. This goes to all you trans people out there and gay people that want to go after our children to try to convert them to be gay or trans. You pervert sex people. You're sick. Because you're pushing it on our kids, and you want to, the kids, they're judgment-free. Yeah, they're judgment-free because they don't know better right now. They don't know anything about their body. They don't know anything about who they are. They don't know anything about what's going on in the world. They need to find out in their own how the world is, and then if they want to say, hey, later on, hey, I want to become trans. Okay, fine. Okay, great. Or I want to be gay. Great. I want to be non-binary. That's fine. But let them learn. Let the parents be the parents. Let the parents influence. You know, I was Roman Catholic for the longest period of time, but then I became born again, okay? As an adult, I became born again Christian, okay? There I now go to people's doors preaching the Bible. But the thing is, you know, I have that in my heart that I'm born again. But the thing is, it took me, you know, from being raised Roman Catholic and being raised in a Roman Catholic family, as well as my mom being Lutheran, that, you know, I finally learned my own path. And that's the most important part. See, ladies and gentlemen, our identities are what makes us. Yes, our identities is what makes us. Perfect. But we shouldn't let them, let that be one thing in our identity dominate the whole thing, that the people don't see the whole us, don't see the whole person. By pushing the one part of our identity out, and by forcing people and other people to force our part of identity, all it does is force people to either like us more under the pressure of being bullied, or just hating us more. It just does that plain and simple. By embracing your whole self and your whole identity and the whole things about your identity, can you actually get ahead? And then can you actually then be accepted? And yes, even respected, even accepted. See, that's what's important in this world. If you want to be accepted in this world, if you want to be fully loved and accepted in this world, then you need to expect, you have to respect others and you have to respect yourself. And in this, and the thing is, if not, this is why the trans thing is being such a thing, because they're pushing on everything from entertainment on our children. And this is the situation, ladies and gentlemen, that's going to be a bottle, that's going to bottleneck and explode, because there's people out there that do not, there's people out there that are not going to want to accept them, and this is not acceptable to many. It is acceptable to me. If you want to be adult and you want to be a man and you want to chop off your dick and you want to have your groin cut into and carved out like a jack-o'-lantern to make yourself a woman, then that's fine. But leave the kids out. Leave the kids out of it and work on yourself. See, as kids, we do not learn. As kids, we are learning about life in regards to things. And there should be no indoctrination. There should be freewheeling for the parent to guide the child. And then for the child, as he's growing up, to raise questions and ask questions so that he or she may be able to learn to make a better decision. So that there's no second guesses, that instead of doing these the hormones and other crap that they're trying to push and the gender surgery procedures on these children, that later on many of these kids are like going, why the hell did I do this? Why did I do this? I was sick and I was not right in the head and they used it and they used to manipulate me. Well, that's what they do. That's what they do. That's what the liberal left, progressive Washington elites do and the groups do and the woke do. They want to push it on people, and they want to intimidate people and bully people to accept them. That's where their power lies, and they think that by bullying them and by hitting the children, they can actually get more power. They have more of a voice. They have more of a say. And the fact is, that's just wrong. That's just sad, ladies and gentlemen. That's perfectly sad and pathetic. And these people are sick in the head. And pedophiles to think that they can do that to our children and the rest of the world. You know, the Washington elite and Joe Biden and Pelosi and Schumer and Harris and everyone else guess what? They all push these identity politics on it, so because it's their niche to get at you, to divide you, so that you can focus on that one thing and forget about the rest of yourself, so that they can capitalize on you and use you for power. That's all there is. They don't give a rat's ass about you. All they care about is what you can give them. But they'll talk a sweet talk. They'll do things. They'll try to push it, even though the consensus of American people is that we don't want it. It's just that plain simple, ladies and gentlemen. It's just that plain and simple. In order to be accepted, in order to be truly accepted, and like I said, the more you work on the other parts of your identity, and whatever obstacle that you have that people are not accepting you as your identity, the more you work on the other parts of your identity as an individual, as a whole, you will eventually win them over, and you may eventually have them accept you. Take a look at Ellen DeGeneres. Ellen DeGeneres was a classic case of where she came out of the closet, and she actually had the Ellen Show. She had the sitcom, which was an ill-fated sitcom, which she pressed her coming out of the closet and joking about it, and so everyone can accept her. And that show was not that show didn't even last one season. I think it lasted maybe less than one season, maybe not even one season. And the fact is that she kept pushing and pushing and pushing that part of her about how she's coming out being gay and all this other stuff, that people didn't see the true Ellen. So then after a while, that show went out, and then she had her own variety show, her own talk show. Sure, she was gay. Sure, she stayed gay and all that, but the fact is she didn't concentrate on that gay part. She concentrated on the kooky dances and all, and the wittiness and the humor that actually won people over to begin with her. So that finally the people accepted Ellen DeGeneres as gay because she didn't push it on them. That it gave people a chance to warm up to her, to understand her, to know her, and then to accept it. You know, ladies and gentlemen, this gender politics and political identity is a sickness in our country. It's being used and it's being promoted. Not only by race and sexual identification, but not sexual identification identification, but also race too, as well as everything else. We as individuals are more than what we make the one thing we concentrate ourselves on. And if we can come as two important identifications, not only can we bring ourselves together and put our lives in order and get our lives back in order, and we can get our country, we can get our community, and get our country back the way it should be. And then the Democrats, like Joe Biden, Harris, and all those others, will have no say, because whatever they say will fall on deaf ears. And when they fall on deaf ears, gets lost. That's basically what it is. And if we can identify ourselves as human, and we can identify ourselves as Americans in this country, we can bring back to this country, moving forward, while not stepping back on our social rights and our social injustice and the things that we've improved socially in our country. But we can come to grips with a country that we can accept each other and call each other Americans and call each other humans. And then everything else is secondary. And then if we can see everyone, then by doing that, we can see every individual for who they are. And if we don't like them, we don't like them. And if the people don't want you and they don't want to like you, then they're not going to like you. That's fine. It's their laws. It's their ignorance. But there are plenty of people that are out there going to like you and accept you for who you are if you basically... look at the whole you instead of the one thing that you want to use as identity. You know, I got, you know, I'm a trans person came up to me and said, you know, I'm a guy. A male came up to me and said, I'm a girl. He's dressed in a dress. I may, you know, I'm not going to agree with him. I'm not going to accept him as a girl woman. No. Heck no. I'll respect him and what he says and respect him. Okay, whatever. Whatever works for you. Good for you. And walk away. I may disagree, but I'm not going to put him down. I'm not going to shut him out. I'm not going to call him names. I'm not going to beat the crap out of him. I'm not going to bully him because he identifies himself as a woman when he's a man. I may think that a person may have maybe two bolts short of a actual, you know, two bolts short of a home improvement cabinet, but still, I will accept them. That is how we are in America. A melting pot of people of different race, creeds, colors, and ideals that basically we all are all different, but we all have one thing in common, that we're American, and another one that we are human. And if we can do that, we can stop these liberal, left, progressive, Washington elites, not only from the Democrat side, but also these Republicans like Mitch McConnell that are using things to basically to manipulate people. That's plain and simple, ladies and gentlemen. Until we can stop this identity crisis that we have in ourselves and in our society, we can never ever change the identity of America. We can never change the identity of America. Until we can change the identity of America, we are going to be so fucked up as we are now that we're not going to be able that we're going to allow these liberal, left, progressive, woke Democrats, as everyone socialists, to take hold and to change our world. And we have a say in it. We have a say in it. We the people, not the government. We the people, not the groups. So let's start thinking about our whole selves and stop trying to think of one thing of our identity and look at ourselves as a whole. Then maybe, just maybe, you'll get that. Maybe you'll get that gratification that you're getting, and it'll mean so much more by working hard for it and working hard to be accepted by working as the rest of yourself, and let the other thing, if it still stands in mind, let it go, and if not, let it go. And if they accept you, they accept you. If they don't, they don't. Because there's millions and millions of people out in the world that will accept you if you don't push on them, and you don't force it. You will be accepted. And that acceptance will mean so much more. So much more. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, remember when I tell you that remember when I tell you that there's the other alternative, 2024, the Great American Reset 2024, which is my thing, the Great American Reset 2024, and the Great Upset 2024. Let's vote all these people out. Let's finally stop this identity crisis, and let's start thinking of ourselves as a whole. Look at ourselves as a whole, and look at, and therefore working ourselves as a whole, so we can all come together and get the and do the other alternative, hashtag the other alternative, and vote Joe Biden out of the White, vote Joe Biden so he doesn't go back into, he's not even a Democrat candidate, or if he's president, but not even vote him for president, right? And any other liberal, progressive, or whatever that are going to use those tactics. And in Congress, and let's vote them out, and let's get people in there for the American people. And stop using us and using us as pawns in our own political identifications that we have in ourselves. Let's stop work in 2023, working ourselves now. So when 2024 rolls around and it's open season on us, we're not such an easy target for these liberal left progressives and all these people that want to exploit us and use us for that one identity that you so richly want. Remember, by forcing it, you get nowhere. by working hard on the rest of yourself, you get accepted as a person as a whole. And that one thing that people may have against you may actually start respecting you and even accepting you and even loving you for it. Peace out. God bless. And remember, even if in the primaries that you vote for Joe Biden's still in the primary, he's still president, vote across party lines. Vote for independent. Vote for Republican. Whatever who you vote want to, but vote for the person that's going to identify as American and not just on one person. Remember me, Mr. Rebel 69 on Instagram, Mr. PD6 on TikTok, American Rebel 69 on TikTok, as well as if you want my campaign for Eagles Call, that's all American, that's all American 69 on TikTok. I love to hear from you guys. Love to see from you. God bless you. I love you. And remember, let's identify ourselves and have two identities so that the rest of the world, the rest of these people, have no foothold on us. Peace out. God bless. I love you all.